Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Batting second. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Junior Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister bunts towards the mound. Traver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Pryor moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Chappas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Thomas moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ogilvy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Chappas bunts towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Travers. Cooper fumbles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Pryor goes all the way around to score. Bannister moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravick fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kravick. Yount moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money bunts towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Money for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lizcano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvy for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Bannister picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bannister. Davis moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Chappas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore throws the ball into Chappas, who tags Cooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lizcano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a fly ball towards right. Lascano catches it and throws to first to double up Lemon. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0 for 2 in the game. Oglavy takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Bando reaches second base with a double. Oglavy goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas misplays the ball. That's an error on Chappas. Davis scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from May and he is safe. Yount steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first, with Kravick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chappas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chappas moves to third. Bob Golasso now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lascano strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from May and he is out, prior applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from May and he is out, prior applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.